QCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. 804 JKV. My name is Duncan, and I'm located in Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. This repeater's call sign is W4NYK. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKB. I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. And this net is open for Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society Club members and any other visitors that are licensed to operate on the frequency. Tonight is Monday night. Thanks for listening. And today it's Echo Through Hotel. Give me just a second here. It's Echo Through Hotel. So the first letter of the suffix of your call sign, if it begins with E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
Checking out all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4, no traffic. But I do have a question. There's a guy I've been asking, I can't remember the call, but he's asking about the Anderson Ham Fest this weekend. So if anybody knows, please let him know. Duncan, thank you for holding that. KO4HK.
Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, in Greenville en route to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
Again, Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. Being negative and negative, hanging out while I can. Thanks for running the net. 73 is all, KI 4, GOD.
The name here is Dan. I'm over here by Tacoma, and I had the question about the little ham fest over there at the park. I just wondered if they were going to have it this month and when. Thank you very much. K4GNX.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That is Patrick and Penrose. And Patrick's really been putting in the work this week, doing a fantastic job. And yeah, I did get that question from Dan, and Dan just happened to check into the same alphabetic group. Let's throw it to anybody listening. Does anybody have any information about the Anderson Ham Fest this month? Call net control. Before JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. No one's answering now, but I'll try to make a point to answer at the end of the check-ins. Maybe second shift might have an answer for that. With that being said, we'll go ahead and welcome KO4GUN. That is Nelson. And Nelson is mobile down there in Greenville heading to Spartanburg, so be careful out there on the road, Nelson. Thanks for checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4GOD. That is John in Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight, John. And next, we'd like to welcome K4GNX. That is Dan down there around Tacoa. Thanks for checking in, Dan. And like I said, no one with information now, but maybe if you hang around to the end, we'll find out something. Any other check-ins? Echo Through Hotel. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV, KC4E. breezy in. Good evening, Duncan. All's well here, and I think we just be negative and negative unless you need something.
Four, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Four, Echo, Delta, Whiskey, Ed and Brevard, no traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring, over.
KO4, JKV, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry and Candler. And Harry just got finished running the net on the Spivey Mountain repeater. That is the West Cars Club's repeater. And that's, he runs that net every Monday night at 8 p.m. It's either him or another net controller. And Harry, it's good to hear you tonight. I didn't have much to say because I was preparing for this net. And it's good to know that you have a creek running and you got some electricity. So you're doing better than most. But thanks for checking in and all you do up here for the West Cars. Now, let's see. Gotta change my page here. Next, we'd like to welcome W4FHJ. That is Gene and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gene. Then we'd like to welcome N4EDW. That is Ed in Brevard. Sounding good, Ed. Good to hear you tonight. All right, let's move down the alphabet to India through Lima. I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
AKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KV. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken, mobile in Greenville tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 4, JKV on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James up there on that mountain in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Next, we'd like to welcome KE6KEN. That is Ken. He's mobile as well down there around Greenville. So thanks for checking in, and your mobile rig sounds fantastic. Any other stations, I through L, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's go ahead and go down to Mike through Papa. M through P, call KO4JKV.
Net control. Oh, please check in Kilo 9, Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH. Name is Billy. Also, please check in my wife, Miss Nancy, Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. We are both in Anderson this evening. Good evening to you, sir, and all on the net. Hope everybody has a great evening in 73.
Oh. Again, Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee, KF4NXY David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray, AF4SX. We're in southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. And we got our power back from Duke Energy yesterday, so we're right pleased to have it back, and then I'll be running on generator power. So good evening to everybody on the net, and back to net control.
Oh. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Michelle. She's West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Bird J's KC. Big Kilo Golf 4 Papa.
Alpha Foxtrot India. The name's Don. And check in my wife Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima Quebec. We're in Piedmont. No traffic.
No round table. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Check in Kilo November 4, November Quebec Tango. That's KN4NG West, Devon Powdersville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K908. That is Bill. And he brings along his wife, Nancy, KN4DBQ. And they're down there in Anderson. Thanks for checking in tonight, Bill. Then we'd like to welcome KF4NXY. That's David. And he brings along his wife, Marie, AF4SX. And they're down there in Southern Greenville County around Possum Kingdom. And David, it's good that you got your power on. That was a very good, exciting moment when you realized it was back on. So hats off to you and enjoy that power. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That is Lorena. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And they're down there in Piedmont. And then they want to check in their daughter, Michelle, via telephone relay. And Michelle's call sign is KM4MOQ, down there in West Shoals. Welcome KG4PFI. That is Don. And he brings along Linda, KG4QLQ. They're down there in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight, Don. Next, we'd like to welcome KN4NQT. That is West in Powdersville. Thanks for checking in tonight. Sounding good. Any other stations, my through papa, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move on down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with Q through T, that is the first letter after the number in your call sign, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile on my way from Duncan back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
KO4JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
4JKV. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Bill and Calpin. I'll be negative and negative.
Take your turn. Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link. Liberty in and out.
Delta 8 Oscar, Oscar Quebec. Reaching you from a mountaintop up in Henderson County, North Carolina. Really don't have any comments. I think everyone has been a great help and sees what's going on up here. We've lucked out with not much damage. Other than our power is still out, about 22 poles are out up the mountain. Other than that, I'll be clear, no other comments, and thanks for hosting. KD8OOQ.
Keep the Kilo 4, only Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Graham with no traffic, no round table. Good day and night.
KV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I heard some doubling there, so if you don't hear your call sign, I'll call for this alphabetic section again, and we'll try to get you checked in. First, we'd like to welcome WU2T. That's Rusty, mobile down there, and Duncan heading to Moore.
Good to hear you tonight, Rusty. Next, we'd like to welcome M0TR. That is Tom and Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. And then next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That is Chris and Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4TRJ. That is Bill and Calpins. Welcome KG4WNP. That is Landon and Liberty via EchoLink. So it sounds like EchoLink is working. So I'll pause after this read through to see if there's any more EchoLink stations. But before we do that, I'd like to welcome KD800Q. And I believe that you're on a mountaintop in Hendersonville, but I missed your name there. If you're still there, come back with your name, please.
Yeah, this is KD800Q. My name is Phil, and I'm actually closer to Bear Wallow, but I am in Henderson County.
Got you down there around Bear Wallow. Let's see, well, if you could fix the repeater on top of Bear Wallow while you're down there, that'd probably help out that club. But all kidding aside, good to hear you tonight, Bill. Let's see, next up, we'd like to welcome K4ROW. That is Richard in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight, Richard. Thanks for checking in. Okay, let's pause right now and see if there's any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. On a sailboat waiting for Milton to pass by. I'll be negative, negative.
Please check in November 4 Victor Uniform Tango. This is Jamie from Tigerville. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Kilo 4 JKV and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. TQ, that is Greg down there in Georgia. Down there on a sailboat, battening down the hatches for that other oddball hurricane that's actually heading west to east, which is a very odd trajectory. But anyway, be careful down there, Greg. Thanks for checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome N4VUT. That is Jamie in Tigerville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jamie. And then next station, it was a KO4. I had a really light copy on you. So that last EchoLink station that tried to call in, keep back up and try to call in again, and I will turn up the volume.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Out of that time, Jim. KO4 Yankee Hotel Whiskey down there in Berea. I'm glad we got you in the log. Thanks for checking in. And we'll check back with EchoLink here in a little bit, but let's all go to the radio section. Let's go on down to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV.
No.
JBB, this is KBYQA, Duncan and Easley, negative and negative.
JKV, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, that's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KB8YQA. That is Duncan and Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Duncan. Next, we'd like to welcome K4 X-ray Bravo. That is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And he brings along Angela, KQ4
Tango Bravo Delta, thanks for checking in. Hope y'all are doing well. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. And please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome WB4ZPH. That is David in Taylor's. Great copy on you tonight, David. Thanks for checking in. Let's move to the top of the alphabet now. That is Alpha through Delta. Call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see, I think maybe the Alpha through Delta station might be taking a nap. So we'll give them time to wake up, and let's check the EchoLink system one more time. EchoLink and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW Mobile in Simpsonville. Thanks for calling that tonight.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4ZEW. That is Ben down there in Simpsonville. Be careful out there on the roads, Ben. Thanks for checking in. Let's see. Let's see if there's any Alpha through Delta stations. A through D, if you'd like to check in.
KO4JKV. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
November 4, Alpha, Zulu, Echo, Dude, and easily. Negative, negative, in and out.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. There was a little bit of doubling there, so if I missed your call sign, I'll call out again and come back to me so we can get checked in. But first, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That is Dave, our net control manager down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. It's been a while. Sounding great. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That is Gary. Another net control extraordinaire, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. Good to hear you tonight, Gary. Next, we'd like to welcome N4AZE. That is Dude in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, and hope you're doing well. Let's see, any other stations, Alpha through Delta, or you didn't hear your call sign that round, and you'd like to get checked in, call now.
KI4DOS. Back in there, I turned the radio on a little bit late this evening. Did you check the pre-nets? Did you get any of those?
Negative. I don't have any internet, and I mentioned that to Patrick, so if there's a way to, if someone has them and wants to read them, that'd be fine, but I have no way of checking them over.
Just have it pulled up here on the computer. There's number one, and that's KC4W. Mr. Bill down in Anderson, over.
KC4W, that's Bill down there in Anderson, so I will get him written down here. And you say that's it for that?
Yeah, roger, roger.
But in the logbook, and my phone's ringing, and I'm not going to answer it. Let's see, any other stations, Alpha through Delta, call KO4JKV.
Recheck, Duncan. Yeah, for the people that want to do the pre-net check-in, I think the Breyers.org website, which is hosted on Billy's server, I don't think Billy's got power to his server yet. So people usually go to the Breyers website and then pull up the pre-net check-in, and that's how they get to that URL, the Uniform Resource Locator. I don't think they can do that now, and I think that's the reason you don't have but one pre-net check-in, because Charter came up today. What I'll try to do, just for people who want to use the pre-net functionality, and until the Breyers server comes back up, I'll go to the Blue Ridge Facebook page. So if you have Facebook and you know where the W4NYK Facebook is, I'll post the link that the Briars website is going to do the pre-net check-in. And that way you can still do pre-net check-ins even though the Briars website isn't up and running. I hope that was clear, but I'll try to post that later tonight on the W4NYK Briars Facebook page so people can still do pre-net check-ins. W4DJW, back to net control.
JW, this is KO4JKV. That sounds good. I wrote that down. There's other possibilities to find out those pre-net check-ins. And, hopefully I get my internet back. I'm sure I'll get it back by next Monday, but that sounds good. And I did get Gary's edition here, KC4W Bill. And, let's check EchoLink one more time. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, well, I didn't hear any EchoLink stations, so I think we're good there. So let's go ahead and open it up to the big group. That is Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI-4, KCX. My name is Jerry. We're still hanging out in Grey Court. Just check us in and out tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's got power on, and hope everybody's fared well from the storm.
Check AV. Nick Duncan. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
November 4, Romeo, Lima, Foxtrot, N4, RLF. This is Roger in Seneca. And I'll be in and out.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KI4KCX. That is Jerry down there in Grey Court. Good to hear you tonight, Jerry. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry. And he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. Awfully nice to hear you tonight, Larry. Then we'd like to welcome N4RLF. That is Roger and Seneca. Good signal tonight, Roger. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
KV. Please check in Whiskey 4, Sierra, Oscar, Echo, Sean and Greer, negative and negative.
Check in Kilo 4, Romeo, Golf, Delta, K4RGD, Grayson, Mobile and Anderson. Also, please check in my wife, K4LNZ, that's Kilo 4, Lima, November, Zulu. That's Lindsay, she's also Mobile and Anderson, negative and negative tonight.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4SOE, that is Sean in Greer. Good evening tonight, Sean. And then we'd like to welcome K4RGD, that is Grayson, and he brings along Wendy. K4LNZ, and they're mobile down there in Anderson, so be careful out there on the roads. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
KV, check in KA5WDL5 Whiskey Lima Lima. Leroy is downtown Greenville, negative and negative.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KA5WLL. That is Leroy in downtown Greenville. Good to hear you tonight, Leroy. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. 4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We would normally begin the rag chew, but I don't have anybody written down for rag chews. But we'll give one last call for any comments or check-ins. If so, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Copy. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD, name is Larry, and K Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both easily, please check us in and out tonight. Hope everyone's having a good evening.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KC4SKD, that is Larry, and he brings along his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. They're down there in Easley. And let's see, that call sign KC4SKD sounds familiar. Let's see, are you, Larry, have you been picking up some of the net control nights?
Every other Friday night. Net controller, I did call the net this past Friday night, and don't know whose turn it is for this coming Friday night. And also, in the year 1999, I was net controller for a while. My wife and I would alternate. She'd call it one Friday night, and I'd call it the next Friday night. So, yes, sir. Yeah, I've been a ham since 1990. KC4SKD.
KD, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good. So, yeah, this is not your first rodeo. And, yeah, thanks for picking up some Fridays, because I know that the guys, other net controllers, are doing double duty. But that reminds me to mention to anyone listening, no matter if you're a new ham or an experienced ham, if you're interested in being a net controller for this club repeater, we have a net every night at 9 p.m. And I believe they're looking for alternate Fridays. But if so, just get in contact with a net controller or try to email directly through the website or even the Facebook page. Just anyway, just say you're interested. And we'll provide all the training, and it's fun to get a lot of experience. When I started, I had a lot of mic fright, and still not totally comfortable with it coming up on 2 years, but it sure makes it better. Okay, let's see if there's any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV.
I'm in KC4SKD. Got mic fright. Yeah, that happened to me too, but after a few times you start getting used to it. But other times of attention, that I was a DJ at a skating rink, and you know, when you get up there in front of 400 or 500 people on the microphone, that's sometimes you get mic fright there. But the most stage fright I've ever got is when I played the organ at church. Now that really causes you to think, because everybody's sitting there staring at you. KC4SKD.
KD, this is KO4JKB. Yeah, I could understand how playing the organ in church would be a little different, because you are just a solitary person, a very quiet room, and everyone's paying attention to you. But yeah, for years, decades, I played in bands and did some lead singing for rock and roll bands, and so I'm used to getting in front of a crowd, but I guess something about the picking up the microphone in ham radio, especially running a net, people are way more experienced than me listening, and so I know that it's just like, for instance, last Monday, it was my first net after the storm, and I didn't know what to expect, and I was just, by the time the net was over, I was just all sweaty.
When I'm net controller, don't take a shower until after you're done. KC4SKD.
True, but yeah, I think, let's see. I'll check with you, see if there's anything new. I'll check on your status. I think we have all the check-ins. If we can get one more, we'll make 50. But since I got you on the line here, how are you doing down there?
We got power back a week ago Tuesday. My brother, N9TEC, I don't know if he checked in or not, I guess you could check him in by telephone relay. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. His name's Randall. He's above Asheville. He has been without power since the storm hit that Friday. They are surviving. It's not easy. They're going to Walmart's got places to take a shower, and most recently there's a church that's opened up there and let people take a shower. And he's charging his phones off the van, and the neighbors have been good. They've got a generator. They're running the well pump off the generator.
Good. And I will check in, Randall, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, up there in Asheville. Are you able to have regular communication with him?
He gets out on his job. He drives around quite a bit. And when he gets cell service, sometimes he'll call me. But there for a couple of days at his house, there was no service whatsoever. We can text now. Yeah, but for a few days there, the only contact I had with him was by the 6-1 repeater here.
True, and let's see, that call sign, I'm also a member of the Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society, and they had their repeaters up on Spivey Mountain, and it's it had to do a repair since the storm, but it's been doing pretty well, so the team is real good at getting that back together. But I don't recognize his call sign from Nets, but I don't know if he checks into Nets or anything, but what I was getting ready to say, if there's anything you know he might need, you can try to contact me, because I'm closer to him than you are, over.
That. Yeah, he lives in Weaverville, or Woodfin, but they're doing okay. They're surviving. He's got an inverter in his van, and he runs the drop cord in the house, and that's how they make coffee.
KD, this is KO4JKB and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Woodfin is probably 4 miles away from me, so it's not a thing. Here, I'm just north of Asheville on Merriman, so if I keep north on Merriman, I run right into Woodfin. And here we have power, no water, no internet. I have cell service, and that's about it. So, and we have a good line on supplies and stuff, so we're not doing too good. But if you need anything, just let me know. Back to you, Larry.
Yeah, but they're doing okay. My nephew came up right before the storm hit. He recently moved to Pensacola. He came up. We thought we were going to get to go see him and have a good visit, but the storm had other plans, so he had to get back to Pensacola. As soon as he could after the storm, and roads were good enough for him to go back. He didn't have a choice.
Sorry, KC4FKD, KO4JKV. Yeah, that sounds good. The storm's been a mess for everybody. And now my wife's family, they all live in Central Florida, and her mom lives right on the western coast, just west of Ocala. And she's all stressed out trying to get her mom and stepdad to move to higher ground, and they say they're not moving, so what are you going to do? But that looks like they're going to get pounded pretty good, over.
Yeah, I've got some people that live there, too. I've got some people live in Jacksonville, around Jacksonville area, and one of them recently moved, so I don't know what town he's actually living in, but he used to live at Newport Richey. Don't know if you're familiar with that. And my grandmother lived off Highway 19 near Brooksville. If you've ever been down Highway 19, you know where the Winky Watchy Mermaid attraction is. She lived about 3 miles from that.
Recognize some of those locations. I haven't heard of Brooksville. But yeah, let's see. My wife's parents live around Crystal River, just north of Tampa. But we're just paying attention to them too as we're trying to recover here. And I've just been helping neighbors, and I don't know. It's a big mess up here, and I'm sure a lot of people listening now, it's a big mess. But I try to put a happy face on for the net to uplift everybody, and that's my job. Thank you, Larry.
AC4SKD. Changing the subject a little bit, you said you used to play in a band. What instrument did you play?
Normally guitar in the bands. I've been, I'm 53 years old, but I've been in bands since high school, and it's been everything from rock, blues, metal, grunge, and in the past 20 years, I've just been really big into, you know, sound, tone, amplifiers, tube amps, boutique special effects pedals. But then I had an injury to my hand and kind of just chopped, you know, just put the kibosh on that a couple years ago.
I have set up sound systems before, programmed Yamaha digital mixers, and help install JBL speakers and crown amps. So I've got a little bit of sound background. And here at the house, I've got a Hammond Model A100 organ. If you're familiar with that model, it's got the same upper end electronics as the famous Hammond Model B3.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'm not familiar with that model. I'm familiar with the Hammond B3, but I haven't heard of that one. But I'm sure that sounds fantastic. How does that fit? Does it have like a built-in speaker, or do you need a cabinet with that?
Built-in speaker. Actually, it's got 3 12-inch woofers in it. And when I got it, the thing was really nasty, and some of the tubes were broken. So I took a good bit of it apart and put new capacitors in. Out Ray Allison, K4SUG. I don't know if you've ever talked to him. He passed away, but he helped me with the tubes. I took a shoebox full of tubes to his house, and he checked them all out for me.
Very nice. I bet you that sounds good. That fills a room. That'd probably fill a nice small to medium hall, no problem. But that sounds good. There was a time in my, time of the hobby of music where I would actually modify my amps and modify effects pedals. I wasn't an expert. I usually go by kits and change things up. But that's good stuff. Were you, did you play in the band at all?
I bought this one from a guy here in Easley. He sold it to me at a price that I couldn't turn down. And I mean, the thing is absolutely gorgeous. I did a lot of cleaning on it and had somebody come out and check out part of it. But, you know, my problem is I just don't have time to mess with it. And I did play it at church for a short time, but I really need to get back in it. And it's a pretty neat instrument. You know, I wish it'd be neat to have a Leslie cabinet with it, but I don't have the room.
It would be neat, and that's what I think about when I think about those organs, is going through a Leslie speaker. That's a good tone. And, I tell you, I was just thinking about that the other day with streaming music and all that stuff. The tone of even old vinyl and stuff like that, cassette tapes or 8-track tapes. I remember 8-track tapes. Just had a whole different thing when you play it through a really big stereo system. But recording these days, or how people produce music, they realize most people are just listening to their phones or earbuds. So it's mixed differently, and then the quality of the music is, the audio file is a little different. That's my take on that. KC4SKB, KO4JKB.
KD here, but I used to have an old Radio Shack, one of their monster receivers. It was made in 1979. The thing weighed 48 pounds. It was a model STA-2100D, and it was absolutely gorgeous. I bought it and kept it for a while, but I just got afraid of it because it blew some transistors one time, and I had one of the amps rebuilt in it, and I thought, I just better sell it. but it was one fine sounding piece of equipment.
That I tell you what, I've been tempted to buy some vintage radio equipment, but I know that some of the stuff is so old that get it back up to snuff would. It's something that I couldn't do personally, and to pay somebody to do it probably cost twice as much as what I'd get it for. But hang there for a second, Larry. I'll get right back to you. I want to see if there's any more check-ins. Oh, by the way, if you see Randall, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie in Asheville, or message him, tell him he was number 50 on the list, so he won the big prize tonight. But let's see, is there any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? If so, call KO4, JKV, or Net Control. KO4, JKV, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Well, I think that is about it for the check-ins, but I'll check in one last time before I do my net report. I'm here with the RAG 2 with KC4, SKD, Larry down there in Easley. And let's see. Oh, yeah, I was saying, you have that B3, not the B3, but you have that Hammond organ. Is there any other cool audio stuff you still have laying around?
A whole lot. I used to have some not really high-dollar equipment, but I had some Adcom amps and Paradigm speakers. I don't know if you're familiar with Paradigm, but to me, there was nothing sounding better than that. And I just didn't have time for it, so I sold it. I've got very little left now, and most of what I got, somebody gave me.
Yeah, towards the end of me playing music, of course, I was into really, you know, nice tube amps, old guitars. I had a Marshall half stack. And then the last amp I had, I've always been a fan of this company since the 80s, was Carvin amplifiers. They were made in California. And the last amp I had was a 100-watt 212, and it was just, it weighed so much that I'm getting to the age where there's no way I can carry that anymore. So I sold it to this guy, and then, like I said, I had an injury to my hand, so I just didn't play for several years. But just about 6 months ago, I bought this tiny little amazing practice amp. It's half the size of a lunchbox, so it's got me back into playing and moving my hand, but that's about it. But it was good talking to you and all this stuff and getting to know you. So you got anything else in your mind? I got all night. KC4SKD, KO4JKV.
Got sound equipment for a while, but I'm going to have to turn in and hit the sack here because I'm about to conk out. I've had a real busy day and had a lot to work on, a lot to do, but anyway, good talking to you, and we'll catch you later sometime. I'll try to check in the net whenever I can, and maybe we can talk about sound equipment some more. So have a good evening. Enjoyed chatting with you for a little bit. KC4SKD.
For SKD, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that was great talking to you, Larry. And yeah, I'd look forward to talking to you more. So you and Rhonda take care there and easily. And I'll try to check into your net, too. I think it's coming up in 3 weeks or, no, 2 weeks. But 7-3 to you, Larry, and get some rest. Let's see. Still taking check-ins or comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Comment?
No comment.
4NQT West over in Powdersville. I've been trying to get the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website up, and I am having trouble with that. Is anyone else having a problem with that?
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I couldn't help you there, Wes, because I don't have internet. So I can't check with my phone, can't check with my computer. But maybe Dave's still listening, or if anybody else is still on this frequency,
W4DJW. Yeah, The problem there is that that website is hosted on a server that is probably offline. That's one of Billy's servers. He does the emergency services coordination around in the upstate, and his server is most likely down, and it's hosted on his server. Until his server comes back up, it won't be available. I hope that helps. W4DJW.
Well, I was just one of several internet services and could not get there. Thank you for that answer there.
Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And thanks, Dave. Wes, does that answer the question for you?
That covered it. And I can talk audio sometime if anybody likes. I am a broadcast engineer and audio engineer. Was serving University of South Carolina Beaufort for the past 12 years. Anyway, into the digital and analog gear.
A little bit of that. You said you fix analog gear?
Sure, yes, but I've been an audio engineer for, well, since 1985. Last was University of South Carolina.
So when you say audio engineer for these companies, are you, like, mixing sound? Or are you setting up mics? Or are you doing the back-end production? I'm just curious.
From setting up a stage, mixing the show, actually planning, programming, the whole works. Yep.
If anybody needs, are you still available for hire, or are you retired from that?
From the university the first of this year, but I do still have gear and do some freelance work.
That's good to know, and I put a little note here. If I need a audio engineer, I'll let you know. I usually, I've been kind of shooting videos lately, and I used to mix. I wasn't very good at it, but I had like a 4-track recorder, and then I got an 8-track recorder, and I kind of record bands, and I kind of thought I knew what I was doing, but usually these days I'm getting back into it and have a lot of questions, so if I have some big problems, I'd love to be able to throw you a question. KN4 and QT, KU4 JKV, back to you, Wes.
NQT. I use sound devices, recorders, and Nagra from Switzerland. Have Neumann mics, studio mics, and stage mics, and then electrosonics, wirelesses, systems, and speakers for small groups. Have a digital console, so right now pretty much a digital / analog mix.
For NQT, KU4JKV, and the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Well, you have a quite impressive list of gear there. I'm just curious, are you actively do any production for, like, just private projects, or is there anything that you're just doing on your own? Or I guess I'm asking, are you active in any way right now?
Some local audio for a church, local church in Greenville, Easley area, and quartets and mixing, different things like that. But completely open to freelance work.
So I don't know. I've the old drummer from my band a long time ago. He was really into audio engineering. He was really good at it too. And I just got a couple cookie crumbs off the ground of knowledge that he had, just enough to entertain myself. But yeah, good stuff, Wes. And I want to make sure I got your name right. Is it West Whiskey Echo Sierra, or West like Go West?
Yes, it's actually short for Wesley. So yeah, W-E-S.
Thanks for that information. Anything else you want to add on?
Sitting down for the evening, but it is good talking to you, and good to find out about the web, because I wanted to make sure that I didn't have something on this end acting up.
That was good, and good chatting with you. I've checked you in before, but now I got to know you a little better. So I'm going to break with KN4 NQT, and this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. So 73 West, we'll look for you next time. And let's see, we're still at 50, see if we can get to 51 check-ins. So still taking check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, but thanks for checking in. Stand by for my net report. Let's see. And the automated function is not working, so I can tell you. Give me just a second here. This is message number 47. 47. And check-ins were 50, and even 50, which is excellent. We had almost all RF check-ins. I think there were 4 EchoLink and 1 pre-net check-ins. So once the pre-net gets back online, we're going to break some records on the amount of check-ins. So that is excellent. But so this is KO4, JKB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, be safe out there.